Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, right in the middle of the U.S. Senate's flurry of amendments and votes last week on a $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation resolution was a unanimous vote to help protect our farmers and ranchers from proposed higher taxes on capital gains. Now, the U.S. Senate voted 99-0 to accept an amendment by South Dakota Senator John Thune that would protect owners of businesses, farms, and ranches to pass on land without imposing capital gains on the appreciation and value from the prior generation. Senator Thune says that changing the law on stepped-up basis would hit generationally owned enterprises hard, in particular out in rural communities, and he says it could force families to sell off part of the farm or ranch or small business just to pay the new tax. Of course, Thune had rallied all 50 Senate Republicans a month ago to join a letter to President Biden on the stepped-up basis issue, and at least as of right now, his amendment preserves the stepped-up basis for all family-owned farms and ranches and small businesses across America. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.